as a practitioner, we should be able to enjoy our breathing in and out, our walking. As a practitioner, we should be able to generate a feeling of joy. We have to learn how to generate a feeling of joy anytime we want to. As a practitioner, we should be able to generate a feeling of happiness when we want to. We learned that from the Buddha. He gave us very clear instructions as how to do that, to generate a feeling of joy, to generate a feeling of happiness. As a practitioner, we should also be able to handle a painful feeling or a painful emotion. We know how to recognize it, to embrace it tenderly, to bring a relief, and finally to transform it. And the Buddha also gave us instruction as how to handle a painful feeling or a painful emotion, how to bring relief, how to transform that pain inside of us, and then help the other person to do the same. As a good practitioner, we should be able to listen with compassion to the suffering inside of us and the suffering inside of the other person. And we should be able to use the kind of speech that is called loving speech. And the practice of compassionate listening in order to restore communication and to bring about reconciliation. A retreat of 5 days is enough for us to learn these things. We have the time to go home to ourselves and recognize the good things in us and learn how to allow them to grow. We also have the time to recognize the negative things in us and learn how to embrace it and help it to transform. 5 days is a lot. During this retreat, we shall practice sitting together, breathing together, listening to the bell together. We will also practice walking mindfully together. We shall do a lot of walking from our dorm to the meditation hall, from the meditation hall to the dining hall. And our practice here is to enjoy every step. And every one of us, whether we are monastic or lay practitioner, we do the same. We are determined to walk in such a way that each step can generate the energy of solidity and freedom and peace and joy. We have to master the practice of mindful walking. We arrive with every step in the here and the now, so that we can get in touch with the wonders of life that are all around us and inside of us. We need some training, and we can rely on the collective energy of the Sangha in order to do that. Look at this flower. This is a wonder of life. This is a manifestation, a wonderful manifestation. And to me, this flower belongs to the kingdom of God, to the pure land of the Buddha. Please think about it. If this beautiful flower, if this wonder does not belong to the kingdom of God, what should it belong to? And with some mindfulness and concentration, we can touch the flower in depth. And while doing so, we touch the kingdom, the pure land. According to this teaching and this practice, the pure land is now or never. And the kingdom of God is now or never. And the kingdom of God or the pure land are not ideas. It is a reality. And you yourself, with your body, you belong to the kingdom, you belong to the pure land. You are a wonder also. Your eyes, your ear, your nose, your tongue, your body, your mind, all are wonders. And you belong to the kingdom. We should not allow the energy of fear, anger, violence, and separation to overwhelm us, and do not allow us to get in touch with the pure land, the Buddha, the kingdom of God that is available in the here and the now. To me, this beautiful planet is the kingdom, is the pure land. We should not look for the kingdom elsewhere. We should not look for the pure land elsewhere. It is right here and right now, and we belong to the kingdom. This planet is not small, and many stars have sent their contribution. We are a product of stars. And the practice allowed us to go home to the here and the now, so that we can have a chance to touch the wonders of life that belong to the kingdom, to the pure land of the Buddha. And walking meditation is one of the wonderful ways to get in touch with the kingdom of God. There's a French writer whose name is André Gide. He said that God is happiness. I like that kind of definition. Many people say that God is love, eternal life. But André Gide, he said God is happiness. And he also said that God is available 24 hours a day. Happiness is possible if you know how to touch God, to touch the Buddha, to touch the kingdom of God, to touch the Pure Land of the Buddha. And I want to add one sentence. If God is available 24 hours a day, His kingdom is also available 24 hours a day. And it is possible with mindfulness and concentration to get in touch with the kingdom. And if we know how to do work and meditation, one single step is enough for us to enter to hell, to enter the kingdom. You don't need to die in order to go to the kingdom. In fact, if you wait until you die, it may be too late. The kingdom is available in the here and the now. And if you can bring your attention to your in-breath and out-breath, breathe in mindfully, breathe out mindfully, and make a mindful step, you enter the kingdom right away. So walking meditation is to enjoy walking in the kingdom. It depends on your way of walking, that the place you walk is hell or the kingdom. It depends. Everything depends on you. And the Buddha proposed many kinds of exercise so that you can bring our mind back to our body and become fully present in the here and the now with freedom. Freedom from anger, from despair, from hate, from worries. Without that kind of freedom, we cannot touch the kingdom. And the energy that help us free from the past, from the future, from these worries and fear, can be generated by our practice. Namely, the energy of mindfulness, the energy of concentration. And every one of us is capable of being mindful and of being concentrated. When I drink my tea, I might like to choose to drink it mindfully, because that is my practice, my joy. When I drink my tea, I do not think of anything. I am focused on the tea, on the fact that I enjoy drinking some tea. I do not get lost in my thinking about the past, about the future, about my projects. I allow myself to be available in the here and the now. And if I am truly in the here and the now, something else will also be in the here and the now. And that is life. That is the wonders of life. And in this case, my tea. I am real. And the tea is real. And I enjoy drinking my tea. I belong to the kingdom of God, the tea also. And happiness is possible. And that practice is called mindfulness of drinking. And every one of us is capable of drinking his or her tea mindfully. Tea or a glass of water. So when we walk, and if we are aware of every step, and that is called mindfulness of walking. When we breathe in, and if we focus our attention on our in-breath, and do not think of anything else. That is mindfulness of breathing. Mindfulness is always mindfulness of something, in something. And the Buddhist practitioner live his or her life in such a way that every moment of the daily life can be a mindful moment. In that moment, the practitioner is truly there, body and mind united, fully present in the here and the now, and is ready to get in touch with the wonders of life inside of him, inside of her, and around him or her. Walking can be done, can be slow or normal. Suppose you have 5 minutes alone, you may like to try slow walking alone. You can walk as slow as you want, as slowly as you want. You may like to take one in-breath and just make one step. You are fully aware of your in-breath and you are aware of the step that is being made. And you may like to say, I have arrived. I have arrived means I have arrived in the here and the now. Because I know that life is available only in the here and the now. I can get in touch with the wonders of life only in the here and the now. The Buddha also said that the past is already gone and the future is not yet there. There is only one moment when you can truly live your life. That is the present moment. So every step, every breath should bring you home to the present moment, to the here and the now, so that you can truly live your life. So when I make a step and say, I have arrived, it means I concentrate fully on that step, and the step bring me home to the here and the now. And if my mindfulness and concentration is powerful enough, I can arrive 100% in the here and the now. Dear friends, if you feel that you have not arrived 100% in the here and the now, don't make another step. Stay there. Surrender yourself. Breathe in and out again until you arrive 100%. Many of us have the habit of running all our life. We are not comfortable in the here and the now. We believe that happiness is impossible in the here and the now. That is why we tend to run into the future and look for some more conditions of happiness. And that's why we always sacrifice the present for the sake of the future. But in this teaching and practice, when you go home to the here and the now, with mindfulness, you can recognize that you already have enough or more than enough conditions to be happy right here and right now. More than enough conditions to be happy in the here and the now. You don't need to run into the future anymore. And that kind of insight helps you to stop completely in the here and the now and enjoy yourself, enjoy life, enjoy the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now. And that is what it means by I have arrived. It means I am not running anymore. I have run all my life. It's time for me to stop and live my life properly. I have arrived. It's not a declaration. It is a realization. And if you are mindful enough, concentrated enough, you arrive with one step in the here and the now. And you touch the kingdom. You touch the Pure Land. I recommend to my friends for not looking for the kingdom of God or the Pure Land in the future or elsewhere. Is it right here? It is now, right now. I have arrived. And when you feel that you have truly arrived, 100%, you smile. A smile of victory. And you make another step. And you say, I am home. I am comfortable in the here and the now. It's my true home. I have arrived. I am home. And walking like that can be very nourishing and very healing. That those of us who just practice, practice walking and heal ourselves. Big step like that help cultivate solidity and freedom. True happiness is not possible without some solidity, stability, and freedom. And cultivating solidity is important. You are solid because you are well established in the here and now. You are not being pulled away by the past or by the future. You do not allow regret and sorrow to pull you back to the past. Many of us live in the prison of the past, do not have the capacity of being there free in the present moment. So one step is enough to liberate us from the prison of the past, for us to be settled in the present moment. Many of us are so afraid of the future. We have uncertainty, anxiety, fear about future. And that fear, anxiety do not allow us to be comfortable in the present moment. So the past, the future is pulling us away from the here and the now. So to be solid means you are well established in the here and the now. You are not being pulled either by the past or by the future. And that is what we call solidity. And every step should help us cultivate more solidity. And freedom also. There is no real happiness without freedom. And freedom here means freedom from the worries, the fear concerning the future, freedom from the regret, from the sorrow concerning the past, freedom from fear, anger. Without that freedom, we cannot enjoy the wonders of life in the here and the now. Suppose we are standing in a group contemplating a beautiful sunset. It's so beautiful, the sunset. But if you allow yourself to be pulled away by the past, by the future, by your anger, by your fear, the beautiful sunset is not for you. Why other people enjoying the beautiful sunset? You are standing there with them, but you don't enjoy the beautiful sunset because you are not free. So your in-breath, taking mindfully, your step, taking mindfully, help you to be free. And the beautiful sunset is for you. When we walk as a group, and if we walk that slow, well, it will create a traffic jam. So you have to walk normally. And therefore, I propose that breathing in, you make two or three steps. And I have arrived. I have arrived. And when you make, you breathe out, you may like to make four or five steps. Because the out breath is naturally longer than the in breath. You might begin with two steps for your in-breath. I have arrived, I have arrived. But when you breathe out, let's try three. I am home, 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 and you enjoy. You do not force yourself to do walking meditation. We should not suffer during walking meditation. If I suffer during walking meditation, I know that my practice is not correct. Each step should be nourishing and healing. Each step should be giving me more solidity, and more freedom, and more joy. And you don't need another person, a teacher or a Buddha, to tell you whether your practice is correct or not. You feel wonderful, joyful, happiness, light, free. You mean that your practice is correct. The same thing is true with your in-breath and out-breath. If you suffer while you breathe in, you know that is not good practice. We should be able to enjoy our in-breath. We should be able to enjoy our breath. And we are supported by the collective energy of the Sangha. Everyone is enjoying their in-breath, their out-breath, and their steps. And when 800 people walk together like that, with every step solid and free, we generate together a very powerful collective energy that will penetrate into everyone for our transformation and healing. Practicing in Sangha has that kind of advantage. And we can contribute, every one of us can contribute to the success of the retreat by our way of walking and breathing. Because everyone in the retreat will be nourished and healed by the collective energy. And each of us can contribute our energy of mindfulness and concentration so that the collective energy will be powerful enough to help heal every one of us. So let us learn, train ourselves to work in that way. Let us work only in the kingdom of God, not elsewhere. And there is no day when I do not enjoy working in the kingdom of God or the Pure Land of the Buddha. Whether I walk at the airport, the railway station, in the city, I always walk like that. Let us walk like a free person, like a Buddha. So tomorrow, when we walk from our dorm to the meditation hall, let us enjoy every step. We give ourselves enough time so that we can enjoy every step. We don't need to arrive at the meditation hall to practice meditation. No. In fact, when you brush your teeth, you can start your meditation right away. Brush our teeth mindfully and make it a joyful moment. Mindful brushing, mindful toothbrushing. I always enjoy brushing my teeth. I see that at this age, you still have some teeth in order to brush. That's wonderful. So using the restroom, the toilet, you can do it mindfully. It's enjoyable. Imagine you need the restroom, but there's no restroom around. But here there is a restroom. So just that help you to enjoy. We can enjoy every moment. And meditation can take place at every moment when you take your shower, when you put on your shirt, when you comb your hair. Every moment can be a mindful movement. And you are always in meditation. And after meditation or the Dhamma talk, we go home to our dorm or to the dining hall. We also enjoy every step. Let us contribute to the collective energy by our own practice. You are very kind to support us in the retreat. I have arrived. I am home. In the here, in the now. In the here, in the here, in the now, now, now. These words are not thinking. They just help us focus our attention so that we can remain in the here and the now. In the beginning, you might like to begin with the rhythm 2-3. Two steps for your in-breath and three steps for your out-breath. But later on, your lungs will tell you that they want three steps for your for our in-breath. And when you make three steps for your in-breath, well, it's normal to make five steps for our out-breath. 2-3-3-5. Or 4-6, or 5-8. At that time when we make 8 or 9 steps for our in-breath and 15 for our out-breath, that is possible. Your You can listen to your watch, and you can breathe and count. You may like to begin with three seconds of breathing in and 5 seconds of breathing out. 3, 5, 3, 5, 3, 5. And you notice later on that you would like to make 4 for your in-breath and 6 for your out-breath. And there will be a time when your in-breath will last 10 seconds and your out-breath will last 15. It can arrive like that. We never want to force. We breathe in such a way that we feel the pleasure of breathing. If your in-breath is short, allow it to be short. If it is long, allow it to be long. What is important is to be aware of it, to be it, to be with it. And remember, please, that it's not hard labor to breathe in and out or to walk. In fact, it's very pleasant. It's very enjoyable to breathe mindfully, to feel alive, and to enjoy every step that we take. During the retreat, we have opportunity to sit in groups in order to share our understanding and our experience of practice. We are encouraged to share. But there are moments we have to observe silence that will be very helpful, because we need silence in order to go deep into our practice. We need silence in order to support the practice of other practitioners. So noble silence is what we should observe. That will help with the quality of the practice. And at the breakfast time, or lunch time, we also practice mindfulness of serving and of eating. We don't wait. We use the time in order to enjoy our in-breath, our breath, even if we are standing in line. We enjoy in-breath and our breath and observe our body, our feelings, and observe the surrounding. Every moment can be a moment of practice and can be a helpful, joyful moment. And let us learn to eat mindfully and joyfully. As a novice, I had to learn many short poems and practice during dinner, during lunch. When you take the plate, instead of thinking of that or this, you just breathe in and you recite a gatha, a short poem. This plate in my hand is empty now, but in no time at all, it will be filled with food, good food. And that poem helps us to recognize that there are hungry children, hungry people, a little bit everywhere in the world. And if we can touch that reality, your compassion will arise in us. Without compassion, happiness is impossible. And when we serve, instead of thinking of that, of this and that, we focus our attention on the food that we serve. Where has it come from? This is a healthy food or not? Eating mindfully can help preserve our planet. And after the five contemplations, we can share our meal together. When you pick up a piece of vegetable, like a piece of potato or carrot, take half a second, 1 second to look at it. And to see it as a wonder of life also, it has been sent to you to nourish you. It's like an ambassador coming from the cosmos. Recognize it as a wonder, that piece of carrot or potato or string beans. Half a second is enough for that kind of recognition, because mindfulness is the energy that helps us to recognize what is there, what is happening in the here and the now. That's called mindfulness. And you put it in your mouth and begin to chew mindfully. Be sure not to chew your project, your anger, your fear. Just chew your carrot and get in touch with the wonders of the cosmos. Eat in such a way that joy, brotherhood, and freedom possible during the whole time you eat. Freedom from anger, from fear, from the past, from the future. Because we are nourished by our brotherhood, sisterhood. And we get the nourishment not only from the food, but from the Sangha, from the joy of being practicing with the Sangha. So eating is also a deep practice, and let us practice mindful eating. The Buddha in his time always ate like that with his disciples. Every time we hear the bell, we do like other people around us. Stop thinking. Stop talking. And focus our attention on our in-breath and enjoy breathing in and become awake, become a Buddha. Because a Buddha is someone who is mindful. We at time are awake, are mindful. We are part-time Buddhas only. So we train so that we can be a full-time Buddha. Every step, every breath, every movement should be in mindfulness. And that bring more joy, happiness, transformation, and healing. I know that it has been a long day and we need to rest. So please rest well, and we shall see each other in the morning for sitting meditation.